Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, my friends, for your patience. We are starting a little bit late this evening to start the recording of the weekly Freedom Hour program of Freedom Law School. So without any further delay, I'm going to start the recording. And I'm going to be recording same things that you guys saw last year I record this time of year. But I'm going to be updating these recordings, these messages. The title of tonight's topic is that only 1% of Americans must file and pay U.S. income taxes as shown on government's own websites. Whether you are that other 99% or not, watch and you'll find out. So it's going to be pretty exciting for American people to recognize that we can be free, get our country back, we can restore freedom in this country, stop the poverty of American people, stop wars, stop abortions, stop bailing out banks, stop the FBI, CIA, IRS, just crooks being funded to destroy us with our money, with our labor. We're funding our enemies, folks. We don't have to. Legally, there's no law. But anyhow, let's go ahead and get started with that recording. And then, of course, as you know, at the end of every Freedom Hour, what I do is I answer your questions about any freedom issue, this topic, or any other topic that is freedom related. So please take advantage of that. Be ready. We're going to give out the number at the end of the recording. And then we'll put up this live. We'll be all going on right away in our YouTube and Facebook channels. But later we're going to make this video private, and we're going to put the edited version. Only the topic will be put out there. Question answers will be in a private area. You can still chat and respond there if you want to. Okay? So with that, let's go ahead and get started, guys. Oh, now I got to get my book. Yes, my favorite. From a late, great Irwin Schiff, The Federal Mafia, How the Government Illegally Imposes and All of the Collects Income Taxes. This is pretty cool. How the government tiefly imposes, and then through that deception, collects income taxes by duping the American people. So, but Irwin had a lot of things right and got things started. You know, even though he made some mistakes, he had a lot of things right also. Let's get started, guys.
Sorry,
is it
10 o'clock?
Yes, it is.
Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friend. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. And I'm going to share with you in this presentation that only 1% of Americans are legally required to file and pay U.S. or federal income taxes, not according to me, but according to government's own official legal websites. As amazing as this may sound, I'm going to go straight to government's own official websites to show all this to you. Let's go to IRS's website, IRS.gov first. Here it is, folks. Here is IRS.gov about the Form 10 for U.S. individual income tax return. Right, you look it up for yourself. Here's a 1040 form, and the IRS calls this form a U.S. individual income tax return, right, for 2021. And we go to the instructions for the 1040 form that the IRS has, again, on their own website. And let's read IRS's instructions, which I agree with. Filing requirements, it says here, what? It says these rules apply to all U.S. citizens. Now, that term U.S. is very key. We're going to come back to the term U.S., what it means. U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens, which we'll come back to later on, who are resident aliens, okay? Then there's another form, by the way, 1040-NR for non-resident alien income tax return, which most of you have not seen, but it's there. You'll see, find out later on why. Now, folks, you know, here's the, what you see is IRS's own interpretation of tax law. Section 1 of the Internal Revenue Code, right here. This is the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, okay, that the IRS follows. This is the Bible of the IRS with all of this. 10,000 plus section, subsections, and issues in paper, tiny font. Yes, I got this decoded for you. Yes, you'll love it. Hang in there, folks, okay? So here's what the IRS's own regulation, U.S. Treasury Department regulation, interpretation of the law, here's what they say about Section 1, okay, about, you know, normal taxes and surtaxes determination of tax liability on individuals, right? Well, here it is, Regulation 1.1-1, income tax on individuals. As a general rule, right, Section 1 of the code, Internal Revenue Code, imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. We're going to come back to what United States means. Hang on, folks, okay? And then we're going to continue to the next column and to the extent provided by Section 871B or 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. Okay, now, we're going to have to go and define some of these things because they have their own definitions in tax law. It's very, very important to get these definitions right. And we go to them straight to the government's official legal website. Here it is, folks. We're going to go to the U.S. House of Representatives, Office of Law Revision Council, United States Code. And here it tells you right there in plain language that the United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States, and it is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives at uscode.house.gov. You can look it up for yourself just like I'm doing. You can replicate all this on your smartphone or laptop or computer just like me, folks. Don't believe me. These are verifiable by you if you choose to do so. Okay. So we're going to look at some of these definitions. Now, why do definitions matter, folks? Because in the law, folks, if a law says a dog is defined as a dog is a cat, whenever a law, you're a dog, it's not a dog anymore now because it's cat. Because I told you a dog is a cat. Furthermore, when I say dog is a cat or dog includes a cat, you cannot assume that, and conclude that, well, obviously includes the dog also. They obviously did not say dog. If dog was there, they would have mentioned that. Now, I'm going to show it to you in law by Congress of the United States and as upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. No less authority than the U.S. Supreme Court. So go online like me. Go to DuckDuckGo.gov. Google's fine, but they're our enemy. I don't go there if I can avoid it. Type this up on your search engine, okay? 26 space USC space 7701 space house.gov. Now, what do I do, folks? See, there's 54 categories of tax law, of laws out there. In fact, you can see on my screen right here, okay? These are categories of federal laws, okay? Title 2 is the Congress. Title 3, the President. 7 is agriculture. 9, arbitration. All these categories are there by subject matter. And Title 26 is the federal tax laws. So to look up these things, well, they call these things, folks, United States Code USC. You type in title number, Title 26 is for Internal Revenue Code of USC, United States Code, and then section within 26 USC, the Internal Revenue Code that you're looking for. So it's very easy to look up online. It's a revolutionary how easy it is. So here you go. You just like me, you can do it. 26 space USC, 26 of United States Code, section 7701. House.gov, so you can get the official version from the website of the House of Representatives, like I showed you from this source right here in front of you. And when you do that search, it comes up, definitions, and boom, definitions is right here in front of you. I'm going to zoom out a little bit more for you guys to see it easier. Here's what it says. Anyway, here we go. Let me do it one more time. Here we go. Let me zoom a little bit less for you. Here we go. Okay, when used in this title, what title? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code is what they're talking about, okay? In Internal Revenue Code, okay, we're not otherwise distinctly expressed or manifestly incompatible with intent thereof, bunch of gobbledygook, doesn't mean anything, right, really. They define all kind of obvious stuff that needs no defining. Person is defined. Partnership and partner is defined. Really? Corporation, domestic, foreign, fiduciary. I mean, all kind of basic stuff everybody knows. They specifically define them. Let's go down to 9 and 10 and see definitions for United States and state because they're going to blow you out. Term United States when used in a geographical sense, and guess what? That's what we want to know. What geography of the U.S. are they speaking about, right? Includes only the states and the District of Columbia, which is Washington, D.C. Oh, okay. Well, how about the term state? The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia again, where such construction is necessary to carry out provisions of this title. So, the term United States includes the District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia again. So, it is United States, District of Columbia. Wow. I know that sounds amazing to you, very revealing, but you've seen it right in front of you, folks. I didn't say it. This is a U.S. House legal website telling you that's what the law is. And these definitions are key. Now, I'm going to spend the time showing you why you got to go by this definition. That the 50 states are not obviously in there because everybody knows the United States means the 50 states. No. You'll see that right now for the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to go to the Library of Congress to look at some of the U.S. Supreme Court cases. Here it is, a case of Meese versus Keene. Okay, this is a 1987 U.S. Supreme Court case, and here's the relevant language of that on this page. And it says this, it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that this statutory or by statute definition of the term, something is defined by statute, includes unstated meanings of that term, just like I told you. Something's not there. It's not there. The 50 states are not here defined in the definition of the United States. It's not there. That's what it tells you. You cannot assume 50 states are there because the Supreme Court said you cannot assume that, okay? Now, let's go on. I'm going to go a little down. Look at this. As judges, it is our duty, the Supreme Court says. Let's continue on to the next page. No, let's go next page. Here we go. It is our duty to construe or understand, interpret legislation or laws as it is written, not as it might be read by a layman or as it might be understood by someone who has not even read it. You're the layman. You're the average person. You never read the laws. You cannot interpret the law. The way you think it is, you must construe it as it is written. Here it is, the term United States, it's District of Columbia. The state is also the District of Columbia. Yep, you've seen the deception being unfolded right in front of you, folks. Let's go now to another Supreme Court case called Gould versus Gould, which was decided in 1917 by a unanimous Supreme Court. Yes, it's a tax case, and here's what the court said. In the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. So, in understanding laws, imposing taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions, not to extend the provisions of tax laws by implication beyond the clear import of the language used. Yep. If it's not clear in the language used, it's not that you cannot imply that there's more there. Or to enlarge their operation, enlarge the operation of tax laws so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. If it is not specifically pointed out, it's not there. And more strongly, folks, this is an ending comment by the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's what the court tells us. If you have any doubt about all this, folks, in case of doubt, any doubt, folks, they, meaning tax laws, are construed most strongly against the government of the tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Not just strongly, folks, no. Most strongly against the government. So in case of any doubt, you must construe everything most strongly against the government tax. Yep, folks, close, shut case, folks. Those definitions are binding. Okay, if that is what they say, okay, even though we've been deceived for over 7 years, American people, enslaved to being paying a tax, they'd be never legally owed on that 1040 form. We never had a duty to fill out and give to the IRS in the first place. Okay? Now, let's go to U.S. Supreme Court website also one more time, U.S. Reports. They published court cases there, too. Here's another case of Stenberg versus Carhart. This was a year 2000 case. And in this case, again, the court reminds us, when a statute or law includes an explicit definition, a very specific definition like we have, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. See, it's all there, folks. Supreme Court is very consistent on this issue. Now, before we go on, I need to define one more critical thing, and that's term trader business. Yep, the term trader business is used a lot in the tax code. You'll see that, okay? And so why is that important? You'll see. The term trader business, the same 701 that I talked about earlier, okay, 26 U.S.C. 7701, the term trader business definition, you go down here, okay, and you'll see here that the term trader business, includes, look at this, performance of functions of a public office, yes. Federal public office, obviously, not the office in Germany or Italy or Japan or Florida or California. Yeah. See, it's not you as a small businessman who does this. It's someone who performs functions of federal public office. That's who they're talking about. And you'll see now, you know, folks, that the term 50 states, folks, is used in other code sections, okay, that in the law when they want to. Look at this section, 26 U.S.C. 4612, house.gov, okay? 26 U.S.C. house.gov, okay? Here it is, 4612, look it up for definition. This is the chapter, folks, Internal Revenue Code, miscellaneous excise taxes, environmental taxes, tax on petroleum, right? And we have definitions and special rules, right? And for the purposes of this subchapter, they define United States. Look at that, folks. The term United States means the 50 states. There it is, folks. The term 50 states is used in there specifically, in addition to the District of Columbia. And they also add the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and you probably never heard of the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. Wow! And continental shelf areas, as well as it includes foreign trade zones. See, when they want to, when they can, they do tax people in the 50 states and other territories. The Constitution does not allow the federal government to come to the states and tax people directly, except with some very severe restrictions. So they got around it by applying the law only to D.C., defining the United States as D.C., and not telling you the United States does not mean the 50 states. It means only District of Columbia. That's how they did the deception on you folks, okay? All right, now, let's go a little bit farther. Now, I'm going to look up a couple more sections for you guys, okay? I'm going to look up right now for you guys, section 26, follow me, 26 U.S.C. 871, I think it was on the right, guys, and 877, Benny, that I didn't put on there, right? 871, house.gov, right, Benny? Okay, because that's the one that talks about non-resident aliens. Yeah, tax on non-resident aliens. I just did that for you, with you as we speak. So you can look them up just like I did. Tax on non-resident alien individuals. Now, who's that? Well, let's think about it, folks. If the term United States, as I showed you, okay, means only, well, let me remind you on the screen. Since it only means someone from the District of Columbia, that means anybody from any place on Earth except District of Columbia is an alien to District of Columbia. Whether you're from Japan, Italy, France, Florida, California, you are an alien to District of Columbia, which has its own government. No state has any power there. It's exclusive land, territory, jurisdiction of the federal government. Number two, if you don't live to the Columbia, then in that case, you are a non-resident of District of Columbia because you don't reside, you don't live in Washington, D.C., right? So therefore, you in California, New York, Texas, all of you are non-resident aliens with respect to the District of Columbia or Washington, D.C. Wow. You never realized that. Yes, but you are. With respect to the United States as defined specifically in terms of the code, you are a non-resident alien. And trade or business is federal government work. So if you, as someone anywhere on earth, in the American Embassy in Japan or Egypt or military or post office anywhere in the world, okay, you work for them, you are a non-resident alien performing functions of federal public office if you're involved in it, trade or business as defined in the Internal Revenue Code. And I'll show you again to see it. Okay, you'll see it right now. Here we go, folks. So, again, let's review here. Remember the term trade or business means performance of functions of public office. Now, with that knowledge, let's look up this section that we mentioned earlier. Remember early on in the presentation, I'll talk about this, the tax on Section 8, provided by Section 871B or 877B on income of a non-resident alien individual. This was from Regulation 1.1-1 of income tax, right? Here we are, folks. Let's see what this law says, okay? Here we go. Tax on non-resident alien individuals. Okay? Income. So let's go down to 871. Let's see which one we're going to go down to. 871B. Okay, let's go down to B. 871B. Here we go, folks. See, all the stuff I've cut through for you. Okay? Imposition of tax. A non-resident alien individual, someone like you, from Florida, Texas, or New York, engage in a trade or business. That means performing functions of federal public office. Within the United States, within Washington, D.C., during a taxable year, shall be taxable. See? As provided in Section 155 on his taxable income, which is effectively connected with the conduct of a trade or business, with the conduct of performing functions of federal public office within the United States, within Washington, D.C. Wow. Now you see how the code has been decoded for you folks. The code literally decoded. Look at the next one. Okay, determination of taxable income, same thing. What is it saying? In determining taxable income for the purposes of paragraph one, gross income includes only the gross income, which is effectively connected with the conduct of a trade or business performing function of public office, federal public office, within the United States, within Washington, D.C. So now you see why the regulation of the IRS 1.1-1 says impose income tax on every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, which is Washington, D.C. And it continues, says, to the extent provided by section we just read, these two sections, okay, on the income of a non-resident alien individual. Section 877B, folks, it's the same thing. I'll show you now. Here's 877. We're going to look it up and go over that real quickly as well. This is expatriation to avoid tax. Okay? That was, we're going to look at 877B. That's for expatriation. Okay? Here we go. 877B. Here we go. 877B, okay? Again, look at tax-based income from sources within or without the United States. See? That's about non-resident alien and foreign corporations. All this stuff, folks, if you read carefully, it's all about Washington, D.C., okay? See, a non-resident alien individual described, okay, in described section A shall be taxable as provided in section 1 or 55. Just the sections we covered. Same thing. The non-resident alien individual described in subsection A, right? Okay. So every non-resident alien who this section applies, okay? So they talk about who are they? People who perform function for our office, for our public office, okay? So, folks, now you see why there's a form that the IRS has called 1040-NR, non-resident alien income tax. People not from Washington, D.C. have a requirement to file a tax return. That's right. You got it, folks. Now, I know this is all so amazing to you, incredible to you. Bottom line, folks, is this. You don't have to live in fear about all this stuff, okay? Okay, bottom line is this. This is what the IRS wants you to feel. You're the pumpkin, and they're pushing you around in fear, and folks, this is how they want you to feel when the IRS name is mentioned. It doesn't have to be. Folks, have you heard the saying, seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free? It is true. If you seek the truth, you won't be living in fear like you have all these years or decades like this. You can go and be happy. Living in peace, joy, and prosperity, that you're not being robbed, you're not being enslaved. Yes, you can live your life, you're prosperous and joyful, not in debt to credit cards, can't afford a good house, good car, good food, right? Yes, you can do it, my friends. I'm giving you a thumbs up because it's up to you to further go seek out this information. No more filling out the 1040 income tax confession forms that you do not understand under penalties of perjury. Yes, that you put the rope around your neck saying, throw me in prison if everything on this form, which I do not understand, is not true, correct, and complete. Okay? And folks, bottom line is, folks, they got us brainwashed. And you have free your mind. It's up to you to do it. I cannot do it for you, folks. They've enslaved you with deception. Here it is. Here's a real reason that people pay income taxes. They've been programmed. First, fake charismatic Christian preachers tell you to pay your taxes, Romans 13. But you see, yes, pay your taxes. You don't owe these taxes to begin with. You don't pay taxes, you don't owe, but they don't want to get involved because they want your tax deductible donation to that 501c3 federal government taxing church corporation that become to deduct the taxes off. That's why the churches do that. TV, news broadcasters, all owned by the enemy elite that run this country. They tell you to file early, pay your taxes. IRS uses fear, anxiety, panic, stress, adoration, fatigue, and just you're tired, relaxation, to control you as a slave. Bottom line, folks, those who pay tribute to the beast worship the beast. That's your God. Is this the God you believe in? Is this the God you follow? Is this how you want it to be? It doesn't have to be that way, folks. Yes, you can be free. It will just allow yourself, folks, to further check out this information. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So I'm going to give you some more sources, okay? First, on this playlist, you're going to see more videos. Watch those. Or you may want to, if you want, instead, other pages on Freedom Law School's website. On our website, Freedom Law School's website, on livefreedom.org. If you have not watched these videos on the front page, right there, do that. This is a longer version of this short video right here on the playlist. But on the education materials, go to Days of Filing Income Tax Returns. Educate yourself. Yes. And you'll find it right here. Okay. Find out why you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 tax confession forms. Folks, you don't need to be afraid of the IRS. And the truth is there. If you seek it, if you check out what I'm showing you, okay? Then you go under Education Materials tab to IRS's Mostly Bluff page. And you see this other page. You're going to watch the stuff on this page. The IRS is Mostly Bluff. There are a few videos on this page. I'll give you one hint about the great short videos on this page. It's right here from two former IRS commissioners that used to run the IRS. What they say is absolutely mind-boggling, folks. This is really tells the whole story of IRS is Mostly Bluff. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS. Here's what they say in this article in February issue of Bloomberg. What they say is this. What's critical here is that substantially all of the revenue increase of the IRS does not come from IRS audits. Yes, it comes from taxpayers getting it right when they file returns. Critical. Critical, these IRS commissioners say, you understand, is that substantially all revenue of increased IRS is when you file your return or 1040 income tax confession form. Wow. You can read the article right here. Click it right here, the Forbes article for yourself. You got to, folks, go check these pages out, folks. Because no matter what I tell you, no matter how much I love you, I'm going to give you information to help you live free, prosperous, joyous, and happy. I can't do it for you, folks. You have to choose whether to live in ignorance, really sacred IRS, or you want to seek the truth of knowledge, right? So you can be free. You love the truth, not live in fear, but love of truth. And with that, you'll be free. You're doing what God wants you to do. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And on our website, livefreenow.org, it's there. So go to livefreenow.org. And here's what you got to do. I know you're too busy. I know you're too busy to watch them. So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I invite you to do. On your drive to and from work, and I know 80% of you drive to work, don't you? I know you do. Listen to it in your car on your smartphone. Listen to our website stuff on your drive to and from work, and then read the pages next time you're having a lunch, breakfast, or dinner. On your smartphone if you want. Then you can go later and watch them at home on your big screen computer when you see, wow, this is true. Okay? So do yourself a favor. And start freeing yourself now. Go to livefina.org. Listen to the videos on your drive to and from work and start your journey to freedom now. Okay. Got this short version. Okay, I'm going to have to cut some of this stuff out, folks, that we don't have to go through this long version. So give me a few minutes, folks. Now, we'll get to all of your questions, by the way. I promise you, I will do that. What I have to do now is just to minimize all the stuff that we don't have to necessarily go through right now. Because I want to make a presentation that is very, very short. And in order for it to be very short, folks, I have to cut out some of the stuff that it doesn't need to be in there. Some of the stuff I said was kind of repetition just to drive the point home very carefully, very fully. I want to get rid of some of those which are not quite necessary. Right? Let's see. Right? Do you have any questions I can answer? Meanwhile, maybe I can answer a quick question while I'm rearranging my presentation for the live audience, perhaps. No questions? Yeah. I can take probably a quick question. You have two questions? Okay, 970, I'm going to take your call while at the same time I can multitask and cut out some of my material I don't need to, I'll take your question, my friend. But what you want to do is give me your first name, no last name for your privacy first, then how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there?
Can you?
Yes. What is your first name, my friend? And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Nick?
From a friend.
Okay. Very good. And what is your question?
My question is, so you don't have to file any kind of forms at all?
As long as you are not a citizen of the or resident of the District of Columbia, nor you perform functions of any federal public office. Do you do any of those things?
I do not.
Congratulations, you're free.
So when I work, I guess my, so when they send you a W-2 or a 1099, you just don't file at all, just nothing, you don't have to say, I'm just asking, I mean, how do you respond if they send you a letter is my question.
That's a different question beyond this presentation. And if I had a magical one answer fits all to anything IRS asked, I would meet Mini Freedom Law School. I'll put that on my website and go home and do something else. So there's not one quick, simple answer I can tell you. I'll just want always this way. A lot of IRS letters do not matter. They're scare tactics. Most IRS letters are simply scare tactics. Okay, a few of them are not. You need to properly challenge them. You don't know which ones they are. I do. So that's what Freedom Law School can help you with that stuff. Okay, that's why you want to take our courses. You may want to become a Royal Freedom Package member so we can defend you, protect you in case something comes up if you want to. But I wish I could give you a simple answer. There is no one simple answer.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I can take another quick question while I'm getting this on our website done. Area code 701, okay. All right, my friend, what is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Luke. I heard about you guys through Facebook, just some of the other freedom groups I follow. I think you were mentioned in one of them.
Which one, if I may ask?
You know, I don't know because I've been following you guys for quite a while. I don't remember which one it was. I apologize for not knowing.
No problem. That's okay. No problem. Okay. All right. And what's in your mind, my friend?
Yeah, my question is, if you don't file anymore and you want to get a mortgage or a loan for a business, Usually they ask for your tax returns. How do you do that? How you just tell them you don't file,
do
or
that?
How's that work?
Don't file, or how's that work?
Again, there's not a one quick, one size fits all answer I can tell you on that. Because even to get a regular loan, you must have a good credit and things like that. You can get a home loan, by the way, without any tax return, any income verification, any credit or bank loan. But that's not in some certain cases. You can do that. There's techniques how to do that. But generally speaking, yes, you can get a loan without tax returns. You just have to have maybe use your bank deposits as a source of you have enough money to pay the loan. That's what they generally do that. Or you have more money down payment or equity in your home to do that. So those are possible. But not from regular banks. Only experienced mortgage lenders know how to do that. Just go look around in the area. Look on Craigslist.com. Hard money lenders or lenders that do this kind of stuff. There are mortgage agents that are out there that do this kind of stuff. But don't go to Chase or City or Bank of America expect them to give you that kind of loan. They won't, but these mortgage lenders can. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Any other questions? 612. And area code 409. Okay. 612 the caller. What is your first name, my friend?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. Hey, Paymon. My question is...
How did you... Your name and how you heard about us?
My name is Pavel, P-A-V-E-L, and I heard about you from, I believe it was YouTube interview with someone. I don't remember who it was. Internet, YouTube.
Okay, very good. All right, my friend, I can help you, Pavel.
So, okay, Paymon, for everyone that was born in this country, lucky for them, they probably won't have to pay income tax. I understand that. But how about the naturalized citizens? I happen to be one of them. And what they gave me, that was a certificate of naturalization. It says there that I am U.S. citizen. How do I get around without paying taxes in this case?
So am I. I am a naturalized citizen from Iran, just like you, Pavel.
Okay.
And see, for immigration nationality purposes, I'm a U.S. citizen. So are you. But for tax purposes, for the tax laws in here, they define it as being someone from District of Columbia. See, you just assume that 50 U.S. always means 50 states. For every and all categories of law, but it does not. That's the key. In other presentations, I go over that issue in more detail, more proof that the United States means only District of Columbia and the tax laws. I show you in this other video how in different, like immigration nationality, that's a different definition. They use 50 states there, but not here. So you're fine there, just like me. I have not filed income tax for close to 30 years. IRS well knows about me, right? How come they don't try to put me in jail? Because then I'll beat them. And by beating them in court, they're going to give me a much bigger victory. See, that's why I guess I could show you this on our website. You see, what you don't know about us is this, my friend, Pablo. So if you go on our website under victories, okay, and you can open up freedom of victories over the IRS and student victories over the IRS, okay? You can see under student victories, I got scores of victories over IRS. You can see them one after another after another. You know, you can see, you know, details of these cases are listed in there. Hyperlinked documentation is all there. Myself, just like you, Hovel, okay? I haven't filed income tax, you know, and IRS has been checking me out closely 1994 is how many years ago? 7 years ago as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. So they know what I'm doing is right. In fact, they had me under investigation as an abusive tax shelter promoter for 13 years from 03 to 16. And they found out they could find nothing wrong with Freedom Law School to stop me as a tax shelter promoter in the first place who's supposedly abusive. So you're clear, my friend. You can be free, Pablo. Welcome to America.
Okay, one more question, Timon. Now, when it comes to the passport, I often go to Europe to travel. To be able to travel, I need a passport. So now, when they ask me for my social security number, and issue a passport, they're going to ask if I'm a citizen. Would I be denied?
Immigration nationality purposes. Benny, what's that code section on immigration? I got to show it to him right now. What's the section we get? Okay, I'm going to show it to you right now. 8 USC, section 1108, 1101. Okay, I'm going to show him right now, so because Pablo needs to see it right now for himself. House .gov. That's what I did, Pablo. 11, you can do it like me. 8 USC, 1101, House.gov. Space between everything. Definitions of this is immigration nationalization law. Okay, follow along with me. There it is. See, this is from Title 8, Aliens and Nationality. You see that? Chapter 12, Immigration and Nationality, right? Subchapter 1, General Provisions, right? This is Section 1101, Definitions. As used in this chapter, what chapter are they talking about? This chapter is General Provisions of Aliens and Nationality, Immigration and Nationality, right? Now, what's the subsection, Benny? We got to look at, show them. 1101. It's way down there. There's a subsection. I'm going to go down that defines United States. So take me a minute. I'm going to go down. What's that? Once you get down the alphabetical, it's way down there. They have these definitions hidden. Okay, for every category of law, they define things differently. For immigration purposes, nationality, for this law, for that law, they're not all the same. Okay, so where was it? Yeah, let's keep going down and down. They keep going. Keep on going like Dory, huh? And keep going like Dory. I wish I had all the sections all memorized. Where is this? Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there now. Now we're starting to get there. Oh, I know it's coming right here. One of these, they define all. They define everything, folks. Everything very specifically for every category of law has very specific definitions. Not what you think, not what I think. Very specific meaning. Organization. Permanent profession, residence of. Here's the word state, okay? Let's see, 36. The term state includes the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. Okay, good. Now, where's the United States term is coming up to? Okay, oh, there it is. See that? 38. Let me zoom it for you, okay? Ready? I'm going to zoom back out. It's just taking too much. Okay, sorry, I took it out. 838, right? Here we go. I went back. I'm not going to zoom in any more than this because I'm not going to mess it up. Here it is. You can copy me on your own if you want to. Where is it? Here we go. The term United States, except as otherwise specifically here provided, when used in a geographical sense means, look at that, Pavel, the continental United States. You see that? See, for purpose of immigration, U.S. means the continental United States, the 48 states. Right? Plus, specifically mentioned, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. Got it? So for different laws, they have no different specific definitions. Got it? Civil passport? You say, yes, I am a United States citizen per this definition I just read you. But for tax purposes, per definition, in here, I'm not a U.S. citizen. Understood?
Okay.
Got it.
This is a satanic deception, folks. It's really a satanic deception. They tell you right there. It's Satan, IRS. It's really Satan. You want to see something else? How these guys plan? It's satanic. It's planned. It's not exaggeration. I'm going to show something to blow you away right now. Ready? Do it on your own. Go look up on your computer just like me. 42 USC 666 House.gov. Oh, yeah. Some of you Christians know a 666 in there, huh? Yep, there it is. Wow. 666? Yes. Huh. How about that? Requirements. Okay. 42 USC. How coincidental, section 666. Requirement of statutory prescribed procedures to improve effectiveness of child support enforcement. Oh, how nice. It's all for public welfare, not for the welfare. Social Security, for grants to states for aid and services to needy families with children and for child welfare services. See, it's all on the deception of needy families. They love the children. Right? Satan loves children, right? So, and the law, they refer to the subsection that says that they can, states can ask your SS number is A13. Yeah, types of procedures required, A13. Let's go down to A13. You got to scroll down quite a bit to get there. Yeah, there it is. We get there, A8, A9, A10. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Requiring your Satan surveillance number, misnamed social security numbers, in certain family matters. Over family matters? Really? Family matters? Procedures requiring that the social security number of any applicant for a professional license, driver's license, occupational license, recreational license, or marriage license be recorded on the application. Oh yeah. See, what does that have to do with family matters? How does that have to do with these licenses? Because they want to track you. The central earthly authority, Satan controls the earth, God controls the other side, right? He allows Satan to control this thing. And they put it right there in the law in section 666 A13. What are the chances of that being an accident? So, but you see, they tell you right there. Now that you've seen it, you can take off the shackles. You know the truth, and they know you know the truth. Fear no longer controls you because you know the truth, and this whole thing has been deciphered for you. You don't have to be afraid, just like me. People ask me all the time, Payman, how can you be so confident with the IRS? For close to 30 years, you would not file income tax. IRS should have put you in jail by now, in prison, all these decades of not filing and promoting all this. How can you be not in prison? How can you be so confident? How can you be not worried about them trying to come after you, put you in jail, in prison? As I told you, I've always done it in my heart, even when I was 29 years old when I started this. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I've done it for me. Now it's time for thee to do that. Okay? Any other questions, Pavel?
No, I'm okay. Thank you, Paymon.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Any other questions? I think I'm going to do a short video at the very end. When I'm done with anybody's questions. Yeah, I'm going to take all your questions. I'm going to do my short version of this at the end. I want to make sure you guys are all taken care of. Yeah, let me tell you who we got. We got area code 409 caller. You're next. Then we got who we got after 409 area code caller. 740 callers after him. And 701. So hang in there. I'll get to every one of you one at a time, folks. And remember, folks, share our front page of our website to everybody you know out there. That's the page you want to take everybody, folks, okay? Because and ask them to watch this stuff, listen to it on the drive home. Tell them, look at this, folks. Amazing. You don't have to follow 1040 form. Just watch, listen to it in your car. I keep saying watch. You know the reason I say it's because I know you're too busy to watch anything. Everybody's busy to watch. You get interrupted by calls, Snapchat, Facebook posts, whatever, texting you somebody. So listen to it first. Then you can go and see, I'm going to verify that what Paymon says is from government's own official legal websites. You can do that. And you see it for yourself, okay? So help them. Text everyone you know. Text them, text them, text them. Email them, email them, email them. Tell them to check this out on your drive home. Or you didn't see on your home drive to work today? Okay, on your drive back home, do it now. You call them at night. You don't still do it on your drive home tonight? Okay, on your way to work tomorrow, listen to it. That's what you free America. All of us have slavery and be free and joyful, happy folks. Okay, let's now to area code 49 caller. What is your first name, my friend? How did you hear about us? And then your question.
Hello.
Yes. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Constance. And I heard about you from Red Pill Expo.
Okay, Red Pill Expo.
My name is Constance.
Spell that, please.
Red Pill Expo.
Oh, Constance. Okay, thank you. Constance, you walked to Red Pill Expo in Lafayette or were you there first?
In Lafayette and also in South Dakota.
Oh, you saw me twice. Okay. Very good. And how may I help you?
I was in both of those places. I saw you twice. Right. And my question is, do we really have to, what do we do about when we receive Social Security? If we've had a job and we also got some Social Security, do we have to pay income tax on Social Security earnings?
That's simple. You don't. The federal government says, the IRS says you don't owe tax on Social Security. That's other income as a citizen or resident of Washington State or performing function of public office in addition to Social Security, then you might owe tax on that. Otherwise, no. Okay. Any other questions, Constance?
Okay, so I guess it's the same as you gave all those other times when you wouldn't have to pay, so it applies to that also. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, let's go call from Nico 740, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, Payon. This is Dean, and I saw you at the Red Pill in North Dakota and also in Louisiana, actually on the web. Wasn't there in person, but I liked your presentations there. And my question is, you kept saying about your chance of getting audited or, like, getting struck with lightning. Now, I see it as kind of like this is like a state lottery. There's a few millionaire winners out there in the lottery. That's what gets people to join. Well, there's a few people who get struck by lightning, too. So I'm going to find out what do we have, because I've been struck by lightning. And in the process, they got me for many, many, many years. So I got struck by lightning for, 10 years or something. So what do we do in that case, for the ones that do win the lottery and get struck by lightning?
To be more specific, you got indicted. Recently, did you get served jail, prison time years ago?
I worked for the government, so I was filling my forms and all that stuff out, I quit the government and worked for myself, and I quit filing because I followed Irwin Schiff and Pete Hendrickson and several other guys. So I saw the fallacy in the whole thing, the government. But in the process, they sent threatening letters. Like you said, they were bluffing a lot of times. So I probably went through about eight or nine agents in the past 15 years or so. And finally now they're you know, they didn't audit me. They went in and they filed informational returns, which basically said that, you know, because the employers I worked with turned in documents that said that, you know, I was a U.S. citizen. You know, they gave me W-2s and all that stuff. So they turned that in. The agents then filled in an informational return. I never signed it, so it wasn't under penalties of perjury, but it had the same weight. And so I've been, you know, battling them now over the past several years trying to get those filings that I never did to get them overturned. So I'm trying to find out if you do get audited, or, you know, if you don't file for many years, but they catch you on one of those, so they're going to pull all of them in. What do you have as a shield or a defense? What do we have in our tool belt to fix you when you get struck by lightning?
Okay. I wish I could have a one-size-fits-all magic wand. I could give you all to fix all this. But I don't have
it. Right.
There's no such thing. Okay? And you obviously even more so, because you have been involved in a series of communications with the IRS. You did this. You didn't do that. IRS did this. IRS did not do that. There are legal procedures in here that you must follow and the IRS must follow. They don't follow it, and you can catch them at it. You must follow it, and you can beat them at it. So depending on those things, different things can or should be done. So I cannot tell you any quick answer, any more than a doctor. He said, doctor, I went to a bunch of other doctors, Dr. Schiff and Dr. Henderson, and I have natural health care on my own before I met you. Now that I see I came to the wrong doctor all these times, you're the right doctor I should come to in the first place. Now, the phone call doctor, fix me. Tell me what to do on the phone. What would the doctor tell you?
Well, that's what I want to find out.
I got to test you, ask you questions, fill out a questionnaire, go over things. Based on what you got, what's going on, I can come up with a prescribed course of action. There's no way I can tell you.
Okay.
You need one on one detailed consultation, my friend. Okay?
Okay.
And for that,
okay, very good.
You
know, thank you.
You go to our website, okay? There it is under, I have it here, let's see, where do we have that? Under homepage. Get quick help. Click on that. Now, for a lot of people, I help them on this calls for free because they got, as you saw, like them, they have the simple clarification questions. Not yours. You have a complex case on Irwin Schiff, who did things wrong. Okay? Pete Henderson, who did things wrong. Okay? They've lost. They're both out of prison, these guys. Okay? So you need, for what I do is this, my friends. Okay? Send a $300 cash by mail with all the paperwork with it, or email paperwork, to Freedom Law School. I normally charge double that, $600 an hour. And call us with a tracking number, and you are paid with a tracking number. And we get on the phone ASAP to see what you got going on, evaluate it, and I'll do my best to help you out to be free. And if you decide to upgrade to work your package, your consultation will be credited by $300. Because you get unlimited consultation with a Royal Free Package membership. Unlimited help. Everything done for you, no extra charge, that's not pre-existing. Criminal to defense, all that will be done for you. That's not pre-existing. Okay? So you want to get with us as soon as possible, because everything will be done for you. You get a 7-year, $1 million guarantee from here forward. The stuff in the past you did with others wrong, don't get the 7-year guarantee. Because you don't want things wrong for the wrong people. But I still do my best to help you to try to fix those as best as possible to minimize problems for you and avoid problems by understanding what you did and how to make the best of it as possible. Okay?
Okay.
We had a caller from area code 701. And do you have any other calls behind him? Nope. 701 area code caller. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hey, Paymont. This is Luke again. Heard about you on Facebook, like I mentioned before.
Yes.
The question I have is, so if you get a new job and they want you to fill out a W-4, you know, for tax withholding, how do you approach that? Is there a different form you should fill out, or do you just say, well, I don't want anything withheld, or how do you work with that?
Okay. Folks, I tell you guys all, go to Freedom Law's website, livefreenow.org. Reason. That's a resource. The answers are there. Okay, if you need help navigating, which is easy to do, call us. Freedom Law School, put our number on the screen, guys. We put our number everywhere. At livefreenow.org. The website is there. There's a number on the top left of the page right there for you to call in case you need some help, guidance. But I'll show you right now. Under petitions, okay, you click on petitions. We go to petitions page. There are petitions to free yourself lawfully of income tax, deception, robbery, and slavery. The petition process is described here for you, okay? And then there's four different petitions. The second one from bottom left, the gold circle, is income tax withholding. You click on that and open that link in a new tab. Again, you follow all the instructions here. All these petitions are for free. You can do them for free by yourself if you choose to. For Royal Freedom Package, we do this and a lot more for you if that is what you want. If you want the support and Freedom Law School to be there to back you up, you have choices to make, okay? So you go there and this petition, again, on and how you can stop your employer from withholding from your IRS, it's all there, okay? A video on the topic, how to do it, it's there, okay? And the step-by-step instructions, you'll see it. Just follow it for yourself, step-by-step, and you can start withholding of income taxes from your paycheck. All right, Luke, any other questions?
All right, thanks. Yeah, thanks, Pam. I have one more quick one. Are we liable if we don't file anymore for Social Security and Medicare, or is that cover everything? If you don't file, you don't pay any of that.
There's no law requiring, again, you to file income tax, Social Security tax, or Medicare either. That's deception also. That only applies to four Social Security taxes, applied to four island U.S. territories of Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa. The term United States is those four island territories when it comes to Social Security Medicare laws, not you in the 50 states. So one of the things we're working on is to help employers stop stealing Social Security and Medicare out of your paycheck. But that's why we petitioned on that on our website also, as you saw earlier.
Thank you, Paymon.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Any other people, any questions we got, guys, tonight? That's it? Okay. For those of you who want to stick around, I'm going to do a short version of this presentation. Because what I do, folks, people don't sit down like you and spend maybe half hour, an hour to watch something. They want a quick thing in their car. They get interrupted. You know, the new generation, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, 1-2 minute thing. So I put these short videos together for people to see this stuff for themselves. And I'm going to go through all this stuff pretty quickly for people. Maybe 8-minute presentation. Hopefully I can do it in 8 minutes, guys. What do you say? Can I do it in 8 minutes? I might be able to do it in 8 minutes. I got to put these cases a little bit out of different order. Okay. We have Gould out of order. in those. Okay. So we have. Okay. Okay, let's see. We got Mies versus Keen, right? And we have Stenberg versus Carhartt. I'm going to see if you want cases. Is that the case, though? No, Stenberg versus Carhartt. So the same thing. I don't think we did both cases, Benny, because for the short presentation, they're going to be repetitious. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think I can just do Stenberg versus Carhartt. We'll do the job for the short presentation. Okay, and along with Gould versus Gould, that's short enough to get the point across. And then I'm going to go to trade of business. I'm going to go over the definition of oil for oil laws. Are the 50 states there? Includes the United States includes the 50 states. So let's see. And I'm going to make sure I'm in the proper order. Okay. And then interrupted code 12. Okay. And then after that, we just got to have them go to our website to find their path to freedom. That's what they need to do. Maybe I should mention my victories against the IRS, huh? Beating the IRS many times.
You're trying to make it short, remember?
Yeah, that's true. Should I mention it all or not, in the beginning or not?
If this is going to be a summary for like our flagship, the educational one, I think keep it as close to the subject as possible.
Okay, so I don't talk about those at all. Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm going to make it short. Yeah, that's right. The taxable income. Okay, 71. Yep. Yep. I think I got it. Trade business, go to section 871 and 871B, Benny. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Okay. And 871B... Okay. On page 19, going on page 19 of this thing. Okay. Folks, it takes a lot of work to find these things that I put together for you guys. Yes, it is. And we spent time, you know, hours sometimes. But after a lot of years of research, by the way, this stuff has been put together for you guys. Now, after all these years of research, you know, it's got to be more on point. Like easy for you guys to follow. It wasn't so easy at first. I was looking up all this stuff. Like, wait a minute, I got to go here. And look at this. Like, there's clues. You know, we get clues that, you know, take me here and there. I have to follow all these clues that were there. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put, okay. 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 Okay, let's see now. Let me see. Maybe I should have been images. I didn't get images in the presentation, but I should have done that. You know? At late, I forgot to put them early, actually. I want to put them early, and I didn't do that, actually. And I should have done it earlier. Okay, let's see. I'm going to let everybody see my images. But these are the images I use in my presentation, right? See? There we go. Okay, here we go. Listen, I'll give you a little fun thing out of this, guys, okay? Well, comedy is a good thing. Let me see, make sure I got it. Yeah. I'll meet some of these things, not all of it. Okay, let's go to it. Yes, thank you for reminding me. The book, The Federal Mafia. Let's do it.
You're zeroed out, right?
Yes, thank you.
Start the recording. One, three, two.
Hi. Did you know that only 1% of Americans are legally required to file U.S. income taxes? That means 99% of you do not have to file income tax. Yes, my friends, check this out. Is this how you feel? That's you on the left and IRS on the right keep pushing you, scaring you, bugging you? Is this what happens when you hear IRS? Ooh, fear. Hey, guess what? I got good news for you. You can be happy. You can be free of the IRS deception and lies if you seek the truth and the truth shall set you free. Yes, my friends, you can do that, and I'll show you how. What I'm going to do right now is take you to the government's own website and show you from the government's website how only 1% of Americans are required to file income tax, and you're probably one of those that is not required to file and pay income tax. Here, let's go to irs.gov, IRS's website. Here is the 1040 form, U.S. individual income tax return, but the word U.S. has a very specific definition, not what you think it is. We're going to come back to it later. Here's the 1040 form instructions, again, at IRS's own website, and it tells us on page 9 about filing requirements that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens. Okay, well, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you from federal tax laws. This is Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax law, the whole thing. All the tiny little fonts and tissue thin paper, yes. Now, I'm going to show you the regulation of this Internal Revenue Code, okay, from the United States Treasury interpretation of the Internal Revenue Code, okay? And here it is, folks. The regulation is called 1.1-1 Income Tax on Individuals, which says, Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, continuing to next page, and to the extent provided by Section 871B or 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. I'll show you who is a U.S. citizen and who is a non-resident alien individual momentarily. Let's continue. Let's go to federal laws right here. 26 U.S.C. That's the book I just showed you, the Internal Revenue Code. From Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, we're going to go to Chapter 79 on definitions. These definitions are critical. And what does it tell us? It tells us when used in this title. Which title? Right here, folks. Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, is what it's referring to. They define all kinds of things. Partnership and partner corporation, a lot of specific deliberate definitions for all kinds of things. And look at this. They also define United States and state. Well, what does United States mean? The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, well, guess what? That's the geography we want to know. That's the one that matters, right? It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Okay, well, how about the term state? Well, the term state shall be construed to include, wow, the District of Columbia again, where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. So, the District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia, again, it all adds up to only the same District of Columbia. So, the term United States means District of Columbia. So U.S. income tax return is for those people who are from the District of Columbia. That's what this U.S. means. It means District of Columbia. That's what instruction says apply to all U.S. citizens. That's District of Columbia citizens. Yes. And these definitions, folks, are mandatory on all of us per the U.S. Supreme Court. Look at what they say right here, my friend. This is a 1999 U.S. Supreme Court called Stenberg versus Carhart. And in this case, I'm sorry, it was a 2000 case here. The court says this. When a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like the ones you saw here, right, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. That's right. If it varies from the ordinary meaning, you still got to follow that specific definition. And the court refers to another case of Meese versus Keene that says it is axiomatic, self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition or legal definition of the term excludes unstated meanings of the term. So 1050 states is not there. You're not reading 50 terms in this. Not there. There's no implication when it comes to taxes. It's not implied. And to show that, I'm going to go you to another case, Gould versus Gould, a 1917 unanimous Supreme Court tax case, where the court says in their interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. So in understanding laws, imposing taxes, it is the established rule to extend their provisions of tax laws by implication. There is no tax by implying beyond the clear import of the language used or to enlarge their operation, enlarge the operation of tax laws so as to embrace or include matters not specifically pointed out. So if it's not the United States, it's not there. The 50 states are not there. Only District of Columbia is there. That's the Supreme Court tells us in its unanimous decision. And they remind us something else just as important, that in case of doubt, if you have any doubt, they, the tax laws, are construed most strongly against the government, part of the tax, and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Not strongly, but most strongly against the government, part of the tax. And let me show this, folks. On top of this, here's another section of the code, in terms of the code, when it comes to tax on petroleum. Yes, section 4612. When it comes to these specific definitions of this subchapter on petroleum, look at the term United States here is defined and includes to mean the 50 states, District of Columbia, and a bunch of other U.S. territories are listed below that. See? So when they can include the 50 states, it is included in there. It's not in the regular income tax. And look at this, folks. Now, the term United States, another one is the term trade or business. This is important because it includes performance of functions of public office. Yes, you're not a business owner. You're not included in this thing. So why is this important? Because remember the regulations that we mentioned to you that there's a tax on the income of non-resident alien individuals? Well, that's you. You don't reside in D.C. You are alien to District of Columbia. Okay? You are a non-resident of D.C. because you don't reside there, and you're alien to D.C. Therefore, you are a non-resident alien of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. See, that's what the key. So this code section they mentioned, 871B and 877B, you see right here that these apply to people from anywhere in the world outside of Washington, D.C. that perform functions of public office in trade or business. Here it is, Section 871, and that's what it refers to. You can read it on your own, slow down, review this thing, 871B. I'm going to show you right now. There it is, and it tells you income connected with the United States, D.C., right? Imposition tax. A non-resident alien individual engaged in a trade or business, government work, with the United States, within D.C., during a taxable year, right? See, he's taxed on what? On his taxable income, which is effectively connected with conduct of trade or business within D.C. Yes, government work within D.C. Yes, folks, there you have it. It's all there. There, you see it for yourself. Now watch the longer video below for the full video of this. This is mind-blowing. Watch the video, that the longer version, and watch the videos coming up after this, and start your Living Free Life now, and go to our website at livefreenow.org. Okay. Well, that barely squeaked under 10 minutes. All right. Any more questions we got while we're here? Any more questions? I'll be happy to answer you guys if you have any more questions. I will answer for you guys. We have a call from area code 352. Okay. My friend from area code 352, what is your first name? Hi, you heard about it?
Hey, my name is Don.
Don?
My name is Don, and I've been watching you on YouTube for a long time. But my question is, and I might have missed it because I was a little slow on watching your video, and you started doing the questionnaires probably 30 minutes ago. And anyway, my question is, let's say you're an employee of a company, and they're holding back your taxes, and if you don't file, does that mean you're just giving your money away?
Maybe. Depends if acquired. Well, here's the thing. You allowed your money to be given away during the year when you allowed them to steal the money from the first place, which you need to do to stop the stealing in the first place by the IRS. And I asked that question earlier, I think, to Luke. Did you hear me explain that to him, how to stop withholding from your paycheck? That's what you need to do. So they stole from you in the back. You allowed them. You can stop.
So, like, you're doing your paperwork and you say one dependent, two dependent, zero dependent. I mean, it doesn't really give you a choice to say don't take any money out.
Yeah, well, it does. It's just not so easily seen by you, and the procedures are on our website. I guess you missed when I shared it with somebody else. Okay, look.
Yeah, I did.
Under petitions. Open up the petition tab, okay? You see on the top right of the page, website, and there I show you how to write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Now, the petition process and why it's important to lawfully stop paying income tax is explained in this video. You should watch this, okay? Then I explain the petition process basically, and there's four petitions, the four gold circles at the bottom of this page. The second one from the bottom left is to free yourself from income tax withholding. You click on that circle, gold circle, and open that in a new tab. And you see the explanation right here. How, Donald, you can stop withholding your employer from withholding for the IRS. All the instructions here on this page, the forms, everything is fully explained here. There's a video about it right here. Okay? Explained to you how to do all this stuff. Everything is explained in this page. Okay? Follow that and you can stop withholding. Pay your pay. Okay?
All right.
Any other question?
Thank you, sir. No, not at all. You have a wonderful day, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. You're welcome, Donald. But you live in Tampa area? Where do you live, Donald?
I'm sorry. Florida.
Where do you live?
Florida. Yep.
Because you're not that – are you from Tampa area? You must be maybe very close to us.
Between Gainesville and Jacksonville.
Oh, God, you're up there. Okay, very good, very good. All right, my friend, you're about 3 hours away from us. Very good, Donald.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your good question. Thank you. Same
thank
with
you,
my friend.
Bye-bye.
Do you have another caller? All right, guys. So my suggestion for all of you is to educate yourself now. And by going to the front page of our website and start from right here, this. If you have not watched this video on the front page, okay, start with this and the videos that come with it, okay? And then go to our page on the education materials. You find drop that menu item, dangers of filing income tax returns, and the IRS is mostly bluff. You got to watch these folks. 10-4s are dangerous, and IRS is really mostly bluff. You've got to empower yourself by understanding IRS is really bluff. You should not be afraid of the IRS, folks. Your power is given back to you by seeing they're bluffing you, folks. You don't have to live in fear, my friends. Okay, you can live free. But you've got to take the time, educate yourself on your time, drive time to and from work, to the gym, to shopping. Let the audio, the video audio play in your car and use that time to free yourself, okay? And then you can go home, watch them at your lunch or dinner time, the pages, scroll through them, watch the videos. If you want to watch the code sections, the laws for yourself, and you're going to be on your way to freedom. And look, you can do it for free with our petition if you want. You have two choices. You want to be completely on your own, you can do that as much as possible. Follow on our website, the petitions, which I showed you earlier. That's the key. This will keep you from going to jail and will help you a lot in helping the IRS to leave you alone. It will not guarantee your freedom. If you really, really, really want to have guarantee them behind you, what you want is our Royal Freedom Package, okay? And I described it basically here. If you want our backup to back you up, you want a 7-year million-dollar guarantee of the IRS, that you can lawfully stop filing paying income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from lending your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. Then watch the video here. And yes, you can have the backup from Freedom Law School if that is what you want. So you have choices to make. But number one, it all starts with you educating yourself. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So educate yourself and live free now at livefreenow.org.